Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How's the drive-in?
A little slidey.
Yeah, producer Ben comes in from the Amanas. He said rural roads, not great.
Not great at all.
No.
He had a little fishtailed, about lost control.
Yeah.
There was a plow coming the opposite direction. It was very dramatic.
I noticed even Justin Roberts, a friend of mine, had posted, like, he gets up earlier than we do.
Oh, I've heard that
to
name.
Go do the weather, Mr. Sport Coat.
My friend. What? You dropped a name there, Eric.
Justin P. Roberts.
P?
For, I don't know.
Patrick?
Patrick. Petunia.
Percival.
Percival.
Surprise,
he radiates Justin Percival Roberts,
doesn't
he not?
Though? Yeah.
Whatever his middle initial may or may not be, was already posting like road conditions at 3, whatever I got up this morning.
I think it started much earlier than we thought it was going to.
My life now includes taking Kingston out always at least at something that usually starts with a 12-1 or 2.
Oh.
So at 1 this morning when Kingston went out, we had already had a little bit of a layer, more so in the backyard, which is not as warm as like my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
But I went ahead and gave it just a quick snowblow this morning on the front, just so I didn't, because I hate it when I pack that snow down, right?
Yeah.
That stuff then freezes.
Yep.
But yeah, everything as predicted yesterday. We are all in the midst of a winter storm warning. And again, it's going all day today.
All day.
We're
going
to get about 12 hours of just consistent snow. Should be tapering off here around 6 p.m. That winter storm warning, though, all the way till 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. We are still in a 4 to 7 inch potential for snow.
Okay.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, pretty similar. A little bit northwest of Cedar Rapids, National Weather Service says could see a little higher band.
Okay.
Like that could be a 7-plus zone.
My goodness.
But it looks like where we are, we're still about where we were yesterday when I was talking to my other weather friend, Rebecca Kopelman.
You and your weather buds.
I got a lot of weather buds.
You guys.
Yeah.
I bet.
I if only I knew Schnack.
If only.
I don't know Schnack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a crazy
I know.
Lunch.
Oh.
Because I don't see you guys doing anything harder than a lunch. Than a business lunch.
You Eric. Don't think weather people go out for drinks?
Nah.
We're going to go for lunch.
Eric and the weather crew, you guys do lunch.
And in my world, I think it's Subway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
light. Yeah.
It's light.
It's a light lunch.
It's something they can control where they can't control the weather, but they can control the toppings of their 6-inch sub.
They're really into controlling the toppings.
Their day every day is to wake up and talk about what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They predict, but they can't control.
Predicting the future.
And then every person that runs into them is either thanking them or yelling at them,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's like, hey, I don't control the weather, but I do control my sub.
It's a tough gig.
Yeah.
You can relate.
I'll see if I can get a meeting of the weather minds at a local Subway.
You should call a meeting. A meeting of the weather.
Just the ones from the morning, though.
Start a chat, and it's like the weather buds or something.
That's going to be the name of the group text?
Yeah. Weather buddies.
The weather dudes and dudettes. The weather wonders.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you going to do W or are you going to go
We're the O-Neaters.
I think you should do O-N-E.
That works for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's a weather pun name in there somewhere. We just haven't.
Yeah.
How about partly hungry?
Ooh. Partly. Yes. Yes.
And all we do is get food.
That's pretty good.
It's my weather buds, partly hungry.
And Friday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was planning on doing some shopping today. Before this whole thing came
through.
How
did that plan?
We'll see if the phone works.
Okay.
Do some shopping by phone.
Okay. Good plan.
Thank you.
Just make sure you're ready. However, I got some Valentine's stats thanks to Ferrero Rocher.
The people that sell you chocolate with hazelnuts in it.
Yes. The hazelnut chocolate folk.
Yes.
Have done a little number crunching.
Uh-huh. It's because they got a crunchy chocolate. What do we got?
That's exactly why.
Thanks.
Ferrero
Rocher, by the way, the favorite chocolate of Partly Hungry, my weather group.
They love it.
Yeah, we do love
Partly
it.
Partly Hungry loves it. They found that some trends for this year, women would rather stay in.
It's on a Friday.
It's a Friday, but 63% said celebrating at home sounds like more fun than going out.
Okay.
Only 55% of men agreed, but...
Here's what, going out is great if everything lines up and it works perfectly.
You got it all planned out.
Usually there's something, like either the table's not ready, the food's coming too slowly. It's just a, like, there are too many variables in the going out, which makes staying home easier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Comfort. It's my house, my bathroom, my food, my kitchen, my TV, my streaming.
Yeah.
That all makes sense. My
candles. I usually plan a thing. I need to get on my plan. I'm a little behind. 52% of women think that a proposal, like if you're planning to propose on Valentine's Day, I think that's overrated. So add that stress to your plan if that's your plan.
I feel like Valentine's Day proposals and Jumbotron proposals, both, same with me thinking proposing on the top of a Ferris wheel was a good idea.
Yeah.
That was my plan.
It's 50-50.
Until I'm like, oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because that, again, there's a variable. It's like that just might not... It might sound romantic to me because I like the concept.
Yes.
It's about the other person.
What does she think?
Exactly. Okay.
For whatever reason, Google says a trending Valentine's Day date this year, arcade.
I feel like we're back into a family fun zone world.
Maybe.
Right?
Because number two is zoos.
We got those popping up around here. Zoos.
Arcades and zoos. Number one, arcade. Number two, zoos. What? And then a spa.
Are you looking at modern time data, or is this from back when Donkey Kong came out?
No, this is this year, 2025. This year's Valentine's Day. This is what people are looking at.
Would you consider Pin Seekers though, like an arcade?
Oh, so, true.
Like what's the other big golf? Top Golf.
Yeah.
I think if you had to categorize that, that would fit as like an adult arcade.
There's a lot of stuff going on in here.
Pickle Palace offers duck pin bowling. That's kind of an arcade.
It's kind of an arcade-ish
style. I would
style,
go with that.
And that would be super fun.
Because you're seeing pubs, like the dart throwing places, the ping pong places. Mm-hmm. I could get with that.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun. And, you know, thanks to Parks and Recreation, we have Galentine's Day.
Tomorrow night. Yes.
Been a thing.
Tomorrow, I guess, all day.
Yeah. Since like 2010. Well, 41% of men would like to have a male version of Galentine's Day. A Guyentine's Day or a
Menentine's Day.
Menentine's Day.
Bro Day. Yeah. The bro.
It's an everyday bro day.
Every day is bro day. We don't need it.
Guys, you're good.
Yes.
You're good.
We're fine. You're good. Stop being so needy.
Maybe not bro, but like a real deep. Hey, guys.
Who are those that
I care about you?
No. No.
A guy's feelings. Day.
Hug it out day. We'll just call it Hug It Out Day.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I got really excited yesterday because the postman stopped by my house.
The guy that comes every Monday through Saturday?
No, special. Special delivery.
Special delivery, okay.
With a package of... something that I ordered based on a total influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You were with me when I was influenced.
What was this?
We were in New York City.
Yeah.
And we were having breakfast at a fake Irish pub.
I know exactly what this is.
At this fake Irish pub.
Whoa,
we met.
Fake?
It was fake. We weren't in Ireland, Eric. Okay. We were in New York City.
You can still have an Irish pub in New York City?
Sure.
I know that's not the point, but for some reason, I feel like I have to defend the pub.
Hey, the pub was legit.
Move on. Okay.
Okay.
My fault. Sorry. You leave Lily out of this. She was a lovely barkeep.
Our waitress, Lily, was just a lovely person who I think she's one of those people who delights in meeting people. I think she loves her job because she gets to meet people constantly.
Especially in New York City.
Oh, and people from all over the world, all walks of life. Like after she had talked to the people at the table next to us and they were from like
Spain or Well, there was the British four in the back.
That's right.
That group, I think, was from Spain.
Yes.
And they, I think, had just met, and they were already hugging and exchanging phone numbers.
She was friends with everybody in the bar. It's like everybody was old friends. I half expect her to take a trip through Iowa and come see us.
We gave her our business cards.
We're all friends. She's the nicest lady. But one thing that Lily had was the coolest accessory I've ever seen. In Lily's hair, she had a hair clip that was not just any hair clip. She had a hair clip that was a fried egg.
Which was perfect for working the breakfast shift.
Exactly. And I complimented her on her fried egg hair clip and told her, I'm just a little bit jealous of that because I host a morning radio show. And how perfect would it be if I had a fried egg hair clip for my morning scramble radio show?
She thought that was hilarious.
She thought that was so funny. And she told me, well, it's a Jenny Lemons hair clip. You got to check it out. And she showed me how to do that. And so, Eric,
how many do you have?
I have 3 Jenny Lemons hair clips, including a cup of coffee.
That's adorable.
I got the fried egg.
Yes.
I got a tiny, I got a miniature ear of corn.
Perfect. And that's just, I'm sure, a small selection of what they sell on this website.
They sell all food.
This is great.
Just about all food. There's broccoli. There's leeks.
Wow.
Like any kind of food, really.
All made into hair clips.
Pancakes. They had everything. Yeah.
This is great.
Hair clips that look like food is their specialty. They just released a cocktail collection, so you can get a martini hair clip.
Can you get an old-fashioned or a Manhattan hair clip?
You'd have to check with Jenny Lemons, but...
I would like to... could you buy 2? And just like the video right now at KZIA.com, you can wear one and I can wear one, and no one will tell us apart.
No one can tell the difference between Eric and
Claire. Because we're wearing the same hair clip.
We have the same hair clip in.
That's a fun video.
We're twinsies.
I'm glad those showed up. I'm glad you ordered them, too. I didn't know you got them.
I'm so excited that they're here. I think that my kids are going to try to steal them, but I think that they're just so cute.
Order more for Easter baskets.
Oh, you're smart.
I try so
you're
hard.
You're really good at that.
Okay. Now I gave you one for free. That one's for free. So now you owe me. That was a favor. That whole Easter idea.
I just walked into
you
something.
Did. You now owe me because I just
beholden?
Gave that to you and you're beholden.
Now I'm beholden.
You need to hold me accountable. I'm skipping my workout today.
Eric,
if I'm on the radio telling people to basically either not go out,
you can't.
I shouldn't do this.
You shouldn't do that.
It's in Marion, like it's a hall, and it's going to be right in the heart of the heavy snow after lunchtime. So I've already talked to her yesterday. We're going to make the call today, so I'm making it now. I'm not going to go in today.
It's not. Or is this you calling? I'm not coming.
By the way, Laura, I'm not going to call you. Hopefully you're hearing it on your radio
you
right
listen
now.
To the radio.
The only way I can communicate with my trainer is through a microphone. God, I hope she gets the message.
She better listen.
But the accountability is I've already pre-booked Friday. So after our Broken Hearts breakfast.
You're going to eat a big breakfast
yeah.
and then you're going to go work out.
Well, it's still going to be after a big lunch. It's after it's lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to breakfast.
Have breakfast,
and then,
lunch.
No. And then we're going to have a ton of snacks because it's walk around the building and get Valentine's.
That's right.
And then I'm going to have lunch, and then I'm going to work out. Don't let me back out of the workout on Friday.
Okay, but I'm also not going to let you deprive yourself of breakfast, snacks,
hold
and lunch.
Me accountable to eating and working out.
I got your back.
On Friday. Lori, did you get that? I just said it on the radio directly to you.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. After more than 50 years, KWWL evening anchor Ron Steele will be leaving the station.
Oh my gosh.
Ron started in 1974 as sports director before moving to the evening anchor role. Ron has covered some of Iowa's and America's biggest stories. He was at the White House when the American hostages came home from Iran in 81. He interviewed the first President Bush on Air Force One, served covered Desert Storm in Saudi Arabia, covered the Olympics in 1996 in Atlanta. Actually was part of the team that ran the torch through Cedar Rapids. Ron's final day with KWWL will be Thursday, February the 27th. Congratulations on
Congrats.
A long career.
Yes.
Ron is tied back to Washington. I don't know if he's originally from there. His brother and I worked together at my radio station in Washington back when I was in high school.
Ooh.
So there's a little bit of a Kevin Bacon separation between Hanson and Steele. Sports shorts! Also, Hanson and Steele sounds like a movie I want to watch. The Hawkeyes have named their opponents for homecoming and the blackout game. Homecoming will be Saturday, the 27th of September. That's Indiana. And then about a month later, the blackout game, Minnesota, October 25th. Kickoff times for both have not been announced. But those are the first two special event type games that have been added to the University of Iowa calendar. Mm-hmm. Let's wrap her up. What's got us feeling all right? Another Wednesday brings us another Mount Mercy Elevate Award. This week's recipient is Melanie Burrish. She's from Prairie High School. Melanie was nominated for her high-level activities at Prairie: tennis, show choir, bowling, cross-country, volleyball, archery. Her counselor also writes that she's active in the community. She remains very active with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. All of this activity does not slow her classwork. Melanie is a 4.0 student, working ahead already on college work, completing Prairie's CNA program in nursing. Melanie plans to pursue nursing through Mount Mercy University and will also be on the Mount Mercy University bowling team.
Awesome.
She's been awarded a $500 Elevate scholarship upon her enrollment at Mount Mercy. You can visit KZIA.com and click on the Mount Mercy Elevate logo to learn more about the Mount Mercy Elevate Award. But this week, got us feeling all right, Melanie Burrish from Prairie High School.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Yeezy.com doesn't exist anymore, at least for now. And there's pretty good reason for that. Earlier this week, Kanye West reduced the site's inventory to a single item, a t-shirt with a swastika on the front. Yeezy.com is hosted by Shopify, which decided that Yeezy had violated its policy, so they took the site down and they released a statement. They said, "All merchants are responsible for following the rules of our platform, and this merchant did not engage in authentic commerce practices and violated our terms, so we removed them from Shopify." That's pretty dry and cut, right?
Yes, it is dry and cut.
Cut and dry?
Nope, it's dry and cut.
Dry and cut.
You got it right the first time. Okay. Dry and cut.
Dry and cut.
New phrase announcement, everybody. Dry and cut.
As everybody says, it's pretty dry and cut. In other Kanye business news, a former Yeezy employee is suing both the company and Kanye himself, claiming she was harassed for both her gender and the fact that she's Jewish. And Kanye has been dropped by his talent agency. So
I saw that story before I saw the whole commerce thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, he is damaged. You do not want to have...
Again, though, right? We've already done this once.
Yes, and we're going to come back around and he's going to pretend to find something else and like, oh, I was wrong, you're right. And then I feel like we're in a cycle. We just got to break it.
Yeah.
Just stop supporting him.
Stop it.
Everybody.
Stop it. Seth Rogen he's made it pretty clear that he and his wife have decided that they don't want to have kids. His wife's name is Lauren Miller. But they, for whatever reason, get feedback from people on it all the time, even though it's their decision, right?
I think the moment you turn into a Disney voice, now you have to, you have to be a family.
But yeah, like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
You bring joy to kids. Wouldn't kids bring joy to you? Right? Like that. I don't know.
Because you're Pumbaa, you have to.
You have to, Pumbaa.
He said, people have really strong takes on it. Like, blank this blanking guy. Like, who does he think he is not having kids? Why do you hate me that much? Why do you want more of me? He said, you should only have kids if you really want kids. And we just don't really want kids. Time kept going by. And the moment where we were like, let's do it, just kept not happening. So he says the disturbing comments that he gets... The one that he hates the most is the one that's like, who's going to take care of you when you're old?
He's in Hollywood. He's got money. He'll pay somebody.
He said, is that why people have kids? Because two things for that. One, it's very selfish to create a human to have someone to take care of you. And two, just because you have a kid, hate to break it to you, doesn't mean they're going to do that.
Well, it's also so they can mow the lawn, take the dog out. It's chores. You admit it, Claire. You have children for chores.
I did just leave a note today. Like, I know you have the day off, but here are some chores that you can do around the house. Got to keep them busy. Okay, we just are one Super Bowl licks down, and we're ready for 60, whatever that's going to be next year.
On NBC, live from San Francisco next year.
All.
Yes.
All planned out
so
already.
So Super Bowl XL?
XL.
60. No, that's 40.
No,
LX.
L.
We were 59. We were LIX. So I think it's LX. We're back to more licks. Oh, Roman numerals. What do you have inside information on next year's Super Bowl already?
Well, not inside information. This is very fringe again. But according to BetMGM, the Eagles going into Super Bowl 60 have the best chance of winning again. Their odds are the most favorable.
We'll see. There was a period where it was usually like always fresh new teams. And then it felt like the Chiefs kind of broke that. It's like always the Chiefs.
It's always going to be the Chiefs.
It was always the Packers. It was always the Patriots.
The Chiefs aren't even number two.
Who's number two?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are all playoff teams.
And then tied for third.
Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
And the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see what actually happens, but that's what the...
Those are some of your strongest teams right now.
The odds makers are looking at for next year.
But I could take you back a year or two, and the 49ers were on that list, right?
Totally.
And then it's like, ooh, a couple bad plays, a lot of people get hurt, and then all of a sudden they don't make...
And they're still in the conversation.
These are early projections.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. They're still in the top 10. We'll see what happens next year once they actually start playing games, right?
Yes. Super Bowl LX.
Nike... Did they just shade Patrick Mahomes? Is it shade? They released an ad celebrating the Philadelphia Eagles championship win. And the ad that they released has, all of those images of like, Eagles win, yay! But it's the music that they chose in the ad because they decided to go with the Muppet song, It's Not Easy Being Green. Sung by Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Who Patrick Mahomes gets trolled for all the time for sounding like Kermit.
He does have a Kermit sound to his voice.
And Patrick is endorsed by Adidas.
I think it's more vocal tone than Adidas versus Nike.
I think
Nike could come at Adidas a different way, but I wouldn't put it past this. At this point, when you win the Super Bowl, taunting's expected.
A little taunting.
It's like I'm the king of the hill right now.
Uh-huh.
Knock me down. You have an entire year to knock me down. Good luck.
And you might as well, right?
I don't know.
Shared the ad and said it's good to be green.
Sorry, Patrick.
But there's no proof that it definitely is shade, but...
But isn't that the whole fun of shade?
That's the fun of shade. That's a really good
shade. Shade is in the eye of the beholder.
That's some shade.
Yeah.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Here's the mystery. Producer Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you on Friday?
What happened to you? You used to be so sweet.
You used to be pleasant.
Yeah.
You were the nice neighbor boy.
Uh-huh.
And then you took a turn Friday playing a big old game of Sorry on Soup Day. And then now that you are currently ahead, by the way, in Three Song Showdown, how are you feeling about that?
Feeling really good.
Yeah.
I'm just a competitor when it comes to games.
Who knew?
Get into it.
I don't think we've done enough games with producer Ben to realize that.
No.
We should play more games.
Well, that's part of our social experiment today.
We should have known, though, because Ben, you like things like, you like the slats, you like bingo, you like games.
You are very organized. We've come to learn that in the last couple of months. As when you've been taking vacation, you're helping us out behind the scenes, which is great. You do have a very... I think beautiful mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find yourself doing mathematical equations on the window from time to time?
No, I do not.
Okay, we're not quite there.
Mm.
He's not quite Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Is a little girl and a CIA agent talking to you right now? I think I took it a little too far.
Too far.
But once you played that game of Sorry, and really, like, here's the one that still stands out to me. He didn't move one of his pawns the entire time because he knew if he picked one specific card, he could get home faster.
Yeah.
Like, that's gamesmanship.
You have
that's
to brinksmanship. Think three moves ahead.
He's always playing chess, and I think we're playing checkers.
Exactly.
And
he's
a
gamer.
I don't like it.
I don't particularly either, but I think that it can all be remedied if we challenge Ben to another game, win that game, beat him. Give him a little humble pie.
You're
take
saying
him
put
down
him,
a peg.
Put him in his place.
Yeah.
Take him down a peg.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Ben, we challenge you today to a game of Uno. Are you in or are you chicken?
Are you prepared to lose?
Whoa!
No! No! We're prepared
Again.
To win.
Again, stop it! He was winning. It's sorry, and he's currently really defeating us right now on Three Song Showdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for Three Song.
I like confidence. I like to carry a lot of confidence myself. I just don't like where his level of confidence is.
Ben is very confident.
It's scaring me right now.
Yeah. Ben, how's your Uno skills?
Depends on the cards I draw, but I can usually make do with anything.
Oh, wow.
There is a strategy to it. Because it's a blind game. You do not know what your other player has. It's a lot like gin. You have to kind of feel the cards the other person's playing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where he's going to be good again. He has that strategic mind.
He's a strategy guy.
Yeah.
My favorite strategy for Uno is trying to save my wilds as long as possible.
Oh, interesting.
And if you can like have one or two wilds as your last cards,
uh-huh.
It's hilarious.
Oh, well, thanks for...
Smack
them
down.
Playbook.
Now, I was winning either way.
If you play for points, that's a horrible strategy because those carry more points.
Yeah.
I play exactly the opposite. I try to carry the lowest number of cards in my hand possible.
You know, I've never played for points on that.
What do you mean playing for points?
You can actually win the game and then it's kind of like, again, when you play like a gin.
It's like phase 10.
You've never played.
You add up points in your hand in that game.
Yeah. So you've got the face value of some of your cards, like a three is a three.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to have the lowest point total at the end of the game. But if you are holding like a wild pick four, like that's 10 or 20 points. That's bad.
I've never played that
You've
way.
Never played for points?
Ever.
Nope. Oh. Never even heard of people.
You ever played
that
for money? Uno?
No.
Oh, you guys aren't playing.
No,
Uno
but I would love money? To. That would be fun.
I'm playing Uno for money, and I'm playing Uno for
okay,
points.
We're okay, we're not playing Uno
wait,
for money.
Can we put money down?
No.
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 No. This is
no.
just. I just want to see if this is you all the time, Ben. This is just an experimental. We're just gonna dip a toe in Uno.
This is Uno to humble Ben. Okay.
It's yes.
I'm a good Uno player.
Our strategy right now, because we're not going to collude, but we want to take you down. What did you just say?
I'm a good Uno player.
How are you now? What's your strategy compared to his?
My strategy is probably, I have a similar ideology, but I like to read my other players and think, what do I think that they will do? And base my moves off of what I think they will do.
So what type of face would I make if you think I'm holding blue cards? Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Like I'm reading what you just played and then I'm going to make a... Like, my eyes are going to go in one direction. You're like, oh, he clearly has two of those color.
Yeah. Like,
interesting.
Do I think that you're the kind of person who's going to play a whole bunch of one color, or do I think that you have...
You're playing it like Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another good one I just thought of that you might want to watch out for is I like to play mind games. So sometimes I'll, like, play a yellow six on a blue six, even though I still have more blues. Because I want you to think I'm out of blues.
What?
But I still have a couple left.
I do that too.
You know what we're doing right now? We're getting him to talk about his strategy.
I know. This is great. This is great.
Okay.
I know exactly the kind of player you are, Ben. Interesting.
Here's the goal. When we've got some time, mid-morning, and I think it's going to be a pretty quiet day around the building.
Yeah.
Let's find the conference room. And are you guys, this is a wild card, but I don't quite know how to bring Uno to the radio. It's
right.
a pretty quiet game. Can we go to the sports side of the building and get a play-by-play announcer to actually describe as we're playing Uno?
Yes. Play-by-play from KGYM.
Yes.
And then we play Uno on the radio.
Okay. So today is game day. We're going to see just which Ben shows up because this overconfident Ben's getting a little too much for my tastes.
Bit much.
We're going to get a play-by-play announcer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll record that session today, and we'll bring it to you tomorrow.
And break Ben down.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
knock him down, as you said, a few pegs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Get him off the top of that ladder.
I like this.
I love this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great
this could
strategy.
Work.
This is going to be great. I also can't wait to play against you now that I both know your strategies.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a good social experiment.
Absolutely.
All right, we bring you the official results of our rousing game of Uno. Coming up tomorrow morning on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Five guests of honor for Broken Hearts Breakfast 2025 happening this Friday morning. The entire show is going to be live on your radio from Feedwell. And what they're going to feed well, we're going to pick up their breakfast. They're going to have some smash therapy. They're going to decorate and then destroy a ceramic heart. And then we've got loads of prizes.
Loads of prizes. Just kind of make the whole Valentine's Day thing a little bit of a something to look forward to and some instead of something to dread.
We've got somebody whose husband cheated, got catfished. They are not happy for Friday.
No.
Somebody who just broke up with their employer. And she loved that place but didn't like her boss. She's not happy for Friday.
Broken up with via text.
Text.
And now they live and go to school at the same place and see each other all the time.
What else do you have as one of our guests of honor?
We're also going to be hanging out with Jess. And Jess is looking for other people with broken hearts because she thinks that she needs to hang out with other people who feel the way that she feels. She has been separated with her husband for over 2 years, and it seems to be one of those never-ending, will-they-won't-they kind of things. So she is going to be spending Valentine's Day alone, and meeting other people going through similar experiences would be amazing.
That's what we noticed last year. The camaraderie, how they bonded instantly.
Yeah.
Instant friends. We had, a variety of ages. So people have been through broken hearts before.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of wisdom there.
Wisdom to share.
This may be the most unfortunate of the five. And this is from listener Jerry. We go back to 2005, January 25th of 2005. She lost her husband to cancer.
Oh.
3 weeks after that is Valentine's Day, which happened to be the exact same day the funeral home dropped off the death certificates.
Thanks for that.
So now bad taste in her mouth, late January, anniversary husband's death, and Valentine's Day.
Heck of a Valentine.
I'm not done. 16 years later, meets a man. They get married February 1st, and he dies February 11th from a heart attack.
11 days?
Valentine's Day for me sucks, LOL, says Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, it does. It
really
does.
Two deaths?
It really...
All around the same time, and it's Valentine's Day? Jerry,
girl.
Welcome to breakfast. Jerry, among our guests of five, more of their stories, but we're going to have fun with them. We're going to bond. It's going to be a beautiful morning, and we're going to bring it to you live coming up on Valentine's morning. It's the Morning Scramble Broken Hearts Breakfast.
It's the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown on Z102.9.
Okay, let's hear the selections.
Okay, we've had this list up for a good 24 hours.
Yes.
We've made our cases. We've
begged and pleaded.
We've begged and pleaded.
Cried.
We've talked to very specific voting blocks based on who we are. The results are officially in as part of the Morning Scramble's three-song showdown.
We bring in our official three-song showdown tabulator and competitor, Producer Ben.
Hello, Producer Ben.
Hello.
Did things get any more active for Claire and I after we did a plea for more votes? From your perspective.
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm just not going to withhold. What's happening?
He's clapping for himself. I think we both know.
I'm clapping for you guys.
No,
that's a pity clap, and I will not have it.
I don't want your pity.
I will not have it in this room.
I don't want pity. I want victory.
You guys beat me by 2 votes.
Together?
Combined, we beat you.
Combined.
But by yourself, Ben's three-song list takes the victory.
Dang.
Hands down. I mean, he doubled us up.
How do you do it, Ben?
Yeah, what's your secret? A lot of broken hearts?
I don't know if it's the songs or if it's just that I'm not much more likable.
Sheer likability?
I don't know if it's the songs or if I'm more likable.
I think it's just my personality.
It's your Q score. You're just popular.
Wow.
I think you've won the last couple of these.
I think he has.
Yeah. I've lost the last couple.
You know what? It's good to be humble.
Yeah.
I think.
You're talking to you and me?
Yeah. I'm trying to.
We're going to lose graciously.
Yes.
I congratulate you on your victory, sir.
Congratulations,
Ben. I've still
Ben.
Lost a lot more of these than I've won.
I will tell. Well, that's because you keep putting Owl City on, and you did not put Owl City on, and I will point to the fact that you won this time.
You won.
I feel much like Patrick Mahomes right now.
Yeah.
And Ben is Cooper DeJean just staring me in the eyes. He just intercepted my love pass and ran it back for a touchdown.
Your love pass?
Yes.
Yes. It was a love pass. Ben, pay attention.
Stay with the metaphor. Will this impact either one of you when we go into our game of Uno later today for our snow day?
Oh, I will be using this to fuel my Uno playing.
I'm still planning to win.
All right. That is part of, this was one of many inside little scientific experiments we're having regarding Ben, his competitiveness and gameplay, just because there's this darker side of Ben we didn't know existed.
He's very spicy all of a sudden and very competitive.
Well, Ben takes the win in the game of Sorry on Friday. Ben takes the win in Breakup Song, Three Song Showdown. Let's see how Uno goes later today with the Morning Scramble.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.